for three. Off the mark. Loose ball. And they get another possession. He threw up a goal! Oh! I can't believe it went in! Paul George! And he was looking for the foul.
I want to tell you, that was spectacular. Absolutely spectacular.
Good Saturday morning to you. You got the Mark Gelfand Show. Every Saturday, 7 to 9 on 103.3 FM, ESPN, Taylor Phillips, Saad Yusuf, my crew in the building, as always. And we've opened up the phone lines at 855-787-1033. We want to hear from you. Lots of things going on in the world of sports on this happy 4th of July weekend. Carlos and Andre, sit tight. We'll be with you in just a second. And again, the Wild Wild West got wilder with CP3 going to the Rockets in the gigantic trade. Overnight, Steph Curry signed the richest deal in the history of the NBA. 5 years, $201 million. Blake Griffin re-signs with the Clippers. 5 years, $175 million. And then the shocker of all shockers last night. I mean, the shockers all. I mean, we were hearing Paul George is going to the Lakers. No, Paul George is going to Cleveland. No, Paul George is going to the Celtics. No, Paul George is going to Korea. I mean, we heard Paul George is going everywhere. But nobody heard Paul George was going to Oklahoma City. And Paul George was traded to Oklahoma City for Victor Oladipo and Sabonis. And I'm telling you, you're waiting for me to say more? There isn't any more. That was it. Russell Westbrook and Steven Adams got themselves Paul George. You might be saying, yeah, it's a rental, it's a 1 year. Who the hell cares? Are you kidding me? Sometimes it only takes 1 year to get somewhere. But Stephen A. Smith, you've heard of him. This is what he had to say.
The Rockets and Clippers, they find a way to make it happen. Your reaction to Chris Paul, now a Houston Rocket.
Shocker. Absolute shocker. Not because I never saw Chris Paul.
I'll tell you what. You sit tight because I got to do something. See, because I got to tell people if they just woke up, they're 30 minutes late. I mean, I'm just saying. If you just woke up, Andre, Carlos, if you guys just woke up, you're at least 30 minutes late, so get the coffee going, get the juice flowing. I mean, toss at least two dozen bagels in the oven. Salt, sesame, garlic, and cinnamon raisin, all toasted with a schmear, okay? And we're going to take our pancake stacked unbelievably high. Butter and syrup in between every pancake, and then a ton of butter and syrup on the top, just dripping and oozing down the sides. And if we ever, 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 ever do the bacon, you know how we like it.
Extra, extra, extra crispy.
Okay, Stephen A. Smith, what did you think of the Paul George trade?
Well, I'm kind of surprised by it, but again, you're talking about a credible general manager in Sam Presti. He's going to prepare for the future, obviously. They're going to have a lot of faith in Russell Westbrook, but if this is just a one-year rental and Paul George decides to leave, then you're talking about Oklahoma City rebuilding and positioning themselves to do that. In the case of the Indiana Pacers, you want to guard an Oladipo who's no scrub, who can play, who's capable of averaging 18 to 20 a night. And so you look at it from that standpoint, along with the young promising prospect that Sabonis appears to be, and you can understand why a move like this is made. But ultimately, you would expect more for Paul George. The problem is he really put the Indiana Pacers in a pinch by making sure he announced to everybody that he had every intentions of leaving Indiana, because since everybody knew that he was going to leave after this year, Indiana was forced to have to make something happen now, as opposed to waiting until the NBA's trading deadline or even until next summer for something to transpire. So they've been in a bind because of that, and I guess they felt this was the best they could do.
Boy, you don't think Larry Bird knew something was coming? When Larry Bird said, get me the hell out of here, you don't think he knew something was going on? All right, let's get to the phones, 855-787-1033. Carlos in Fort Worth, you're on the Mark Elfenbein Show. What's up, buddy?
Man, I don't understand what's going on, because if Paul George goes there, let's say Paul George had the year he had this year, and he goes to Oklahoma, and he's only there for a year.
Right.
The Lakers won't even be able to afford him. If Steph Curry got $201 million, and he's credible for that, but Paul George had the same year this year, next year that he had this year, he's going to be right there at 190,
yeah,
185.
I agree with you 100%.
Who can afford that?
And maybe that's one of the things that Sam Presti's thinking. He says, look, if he gets off to a great start, I can dangle that carrot just like they dangled the carrot to me and take that chance and see what happens with that.
So will the Lakers have the room to afford that for him to come in? Because that's ultimately where he wants to go.
Yeah, I think he ultimately wants to go there. And this is what I was saying before. The West has gotten so crazy. It's become a minefield. I mean, look, Golden State is without a doubt the team that you have to get by. And we all look at them going, my God, that's going to be almost impossible. But, you know, now you look at Houston, you know they've gotten better. Oklahoma City just improved themselves. Whether it's a one-year rental or not, they just got better. I think Minnesota's a lot better. You know, San Antonio's not going to give up on anything. You know, they're going to be fighting like hell to do some things. It just made it very, very interesting to see what's going on in the NBA. And this free agency frenzy, this trading madness, it's wild, it's wacky. Carlos, I appreciate the phone call.
Thank you.
All right, 855-787-1033. Let's check in with Andre in Dallas. What's up, Andre?
How you doing?
I'm great, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. You know, everybody is excited about these deals that's going down. But if you break it down and look at the personnel, these teams really didn't get better. I mean, everybody, when you look at George and look at Westbrook, both of these guys got to have the ball in their hand. Nobody's really a shooter. So, and then when you look at Houston, it's the same way. Chris Paul, James Harden. I think Oklahoma City is going to miss the playoffs. I think Minnesota is going to take their spot. They got Jeff Teague. They got Jimmy Butler. They got better on the defensive end. They're going to take Oklahoma City's spot. I don't think these teams got better.
Well, I like the Minnesota thing. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, look, if you're an Oklahoma City fan, I mean, Oladipo was a nice guy. Sabonis is somebody that, you know, you drafted him. He had moments, and he might be a role player down the road. But anytime you can add an all-star, a superstar, a player of Paul George's ability, you're going to be happy. I don't care what Russell Westbrook tells you and how often he has the ball in his hands and Mr. Triple-Double. I'm going to go back to the Golden State example. Nobody in the world thought when Golden State added Durant, you're going, okay, this is great, but how the hell are you going to divide it up? When you win, you learn to divide it up. Winning solves everything. I know we sit there and we look at CP3 and James Harden and go, how the hell are you guys going to make this work? Who cares? They'll figure it out. I guarantee you the Rockets will figure out how to make this work. Okay? They will work it out. They'll figure something out. Minnesota, look, I love what's going on. Some of the other moves that were happening last night, Ricky Rubio was traded to Utah because Utah's in this mid-panic mode because they don't know if Gordon Hayward, again, Gordon Hayward deal hasn't been announced yet. And he's not going anywhere yet. Boston's praying to God that they get Gordon Hayward because there was a great tweet that went out. It showed Markel Fultz with a Celtic jersey on and a big red X on his jersey. And then it showed Paul George in a Celtic jersey and a big red X on his shirt. And it said Blake Griffin with a Celtic jersey and a big red X and so on and so forth. So the Celtics have so many draft picks and so much ammunition, they're just kind of sitting back, okay? But Ricky Rubio has gone to Utah, and I suppose that's going to help them a little bit, all right? Jeff Teague going to Minnesota was a tremendous move because now Minnesota, if you just try to peek at what they have, they got Karl Anthony Towns, they got the big kid Jang. They've got Wiggins. They got Jimmy Butler. They got Jeff Teague. And who am I missing? Didn't they? Was the draft pick? Or am I crazy? They drafted somebody else a little bit later on. And Minnesota has Towns, Wiggins, Butler. Now they got Jeff Teague. They got Jang. There's a few other guys I'm drawing.
They drafted Lauri Markkanen. No, that was...
That went to Chicago.
Yeah, that went to Chicago.
But bottom line is Minnesota's... Justin Patton. Yeah, but Minnesota's going to be better, okay? They've got some nice young players. They're going to be better. And I think, look, with Paul George going to Oklahoma City, it, you know, you could say to yourself, oh, I don't get it. You gave up Oladipo. You gave up Sabonis. You got Paul George, okay? You got Paul George. It's going to make you a better team. You ask yourself... I mean, did we not see, you know, you had Russell Westbrook played with Harden and Durant. We saw what happened there. You had Russell Westbrook play with Durant after Harden left. We saw what happened there. They're pretty damn close. All right, now you've got Russell Westbrook and Paul George in Oklahoma City. Sam Presti's no dummy. That's the one thing. I mean, he doesn't sit around and take none. The Dallas Mavericks are just kind of sitting back going, okay, we like what we've done. We're hoping Nerlens Noel stays. Eddie Sefko with a ninth article in the paper today. That's the one guy you want to keep here because Nerlens Noel is critical. I mean, Dennis Smith, Harrison Barnes, and all the young guys that the Mavericks have and Dirk Nowitzki staying around is all great. But if Mr. Nerlens Noel is not here, that puts a real salty wound on it, okay? Let's take care of Nerlens Noel. Let's get him signed. I know the money's going to be tossed around and everything. The Mavericks have a very, very important thing to get him taken care of. But the NBA has gone absolutely crazy.